Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Beyond the Softball podcast. This is your host, Meadow Barrow, and today we're going to be talking about something that's a little bit overlooked in the world of softball and club sports in general. And that has to do with the shortage of umpires and the issues that some of these club teams are dealing with as a result of that shortage. Now, I spoke with Natalie Burrow, who is the president of the UGA club softball team, and I also spoke with Steve Marcus, who is the CEO of Softball Umpires Unlimited, which is the company that Natalie and her team get their umpires from, just to get a little bit of an understanding of this issue and to maybe get some personal perspectives from them. But I think a good place to start for this episode is, you know, where are these companies getting their umpires from, and what is the hiring process like to bring in these umpires? And this is what Steve Marcus had to say.
Realistically, sports officials are found either, they're either a former player, a former coach, maybe the parents of a player who just want to stay in the game. Their lifestyle has changed. A former player who's graduated college doesn't have anything else to play, any place realistically to play, unless they want to play men's slow pitch or co-ed slow pitch, which is a lot more boring game. So to stay in the fast pitch game, you know, they might consider to be a sports official. It's kind of a community thing where the same people kind of roll back around. So, more times than not, it's somebody who's already affiliated with the game. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, it's somebody who's a sports official in another sport who's just looking to expand their horizons. It might be a baseball umpire who's tired of being screamed at that level and discovers that fast pitch softball is a slightly softer game.
And then the question of how much are these umpires actually getting paid to officiate at games arises, and if that could be a cause for the shortage. You know, but I spoke to Steve, and he told me for him and his company, he tries to keep collegiate sports and high school sports in the same price range.
Well, it varies depending on the level of game. But for the UGA club specifically, I'm trying to keep them in the same price range as high school varsity. In the fall, that is, frankly, their competition. I hate for it to sound like everybody's after the final buck, but I can't really get people to go do a college game and then travel any distance at all if I can't pay them at least as much as they get doing a high school game in their backyard.
And that will lead us into the deeper part of this issue, which is the back and forth between umpires and coaches, players, and parents during sporting events.
The biggest issue, frankly, is overall unsporting behavior by players, coaches, and parents. I tell my umpires, anybody that's new and has never done college club ball before, that to me, this is the ideal game. It's the perfect level. We've got girls playing at a collegiate level, but there's no money at stake. There's no scholarship money. They're playing because they love the game. And frankly, they're raising their own money to pay for these games. They just want to play ball. And that it can't be better than that. Most of the club teams don't have parents or adults or coaches. The girls coach themselves. That's always been the ideal game. You know, I've got a lot of, you know, I know some coaches who are of the same mindset that actually say the perfect team for them to coach is a team of orphans because they don't want the parents there. Well, we're of the same mindset that if we could do it without parents or coaches, that's a perfect game because the kids playing for the love of playing, they don't, you know, they accept and move on. Starting people at the rec level, Jesus, I've got people cussing and charging the field at an 8-and-under game. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, you know, if somebody sticks with it for a couple of years and climbs the ranks, they can do better ball. I was involved in a showcase tournament 2 weeks ago where a player was thrown out for mouthing off at the umpires and thinking that that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. They're allowed to be spoiled brats. The sense of entitlement is insane. And it's because the parents do it and the coaches do it, so the kids think they can do it too. This was about a 16-year-old disrespecting the umpires on the ball field and thinking that that was perfectly okay in front of college coaches who were there to recruit her.
But on the other side of the argument, the issue is not gaining that respect from those male umpires. The UGA club softball team is 100% run by girls. They do not have a head coach, and there's no professional or male representation for these girls. And according to Natalie, her and the team are put under a lot of pressure due to this.
I think one of the biggest issues that we're having recently with just, I guess, in general, it's just umpires. I think since that softball is such a dominated sport, like it's such, like it's women, it's for girls. And so I think the hardest thing or the trouble that we're having with is gaining that respect from umpires that do, like we do, we have a company that we like get hire the umpires or like be like, we'll go through them. We'll be like, hey, we need two umpires. They'll be like, okay, you're covered. And so getting respect from those umpires is really hard because we are girls and like there is that age gap and stuff. And so I think just taking the male, what's what, like mansplaining it kind of like the male, like I know better or like the age gap too. I think it's one of the biggest problems that we face as a team. Just because, you know, we are all ran by, you know, us girls, 20 or 19, 18 to 22 years old. And so I think that's the biggest thing that we faced recently is just, you know, we're getting attitude from these umpires and it's like if we had a male coach, would you treat us differently?
She details some of the bad experiences that she's had with communicating with umpires at games, with one of those instances being in their non-conference series last year with Florida State, and then just a few weeks ago in their series against North Georgia, all with the same umpire, according to Natalie.
One of the guys, we had a series last year, it was non-conference with Florida State, and attendances are already high because we're going to see them at regionals. We already know that, you know, and plus we're very competitive. But our parents, I love them. They're amazing. But they do know the game and they get into it because it's their kids. Well, a lot of times umpires will just, you know, brush it off, whatever. Well, this one kept getting upset about it. And like, I mean, it was just he was making some pretty bad calls as far as like strike zone, being very selective, not giving things to one team that he would the other. Just very inconsistencies in how he was calling things, which is very frustrating when, you know, softball is such a game of precision. You have to, you know what I'm saying? Like there's, you don't get a redo. And so he made a couple bad calls and a couple of the parents, you know, were a little bit vocal more than others. It was just got where he broke his professionalism and he started to get more of an attitude with the parent than I personally would have liked. But it got to the point where they kept getting heated and it interrupted the whole game itself, and he was threatening to throw him out. Luckily, the representative for our conference was there in this instance. And so afterwards were exchanged, you know, he was like, I need the coach. Well, in any heated stance as president, I have the obligation to stay, or I have the responsibility, I guess, more than obligation to step up and be like, hey, like, what's up? Like, what's the issue? How can I resolve it? And he was just like, you need to throw him. Like, I can't throw him out of this park because of blah, blah, blah. And he's like, but you're technically the tournament director here since you're hosting and you need to, like, if you don't fix it, I'm going to throw you out. Now, luckily I was like, first of all, it takes a lot to get me upset, mad, whatever, just because I think professionalism handles 98% of your issues. But I was just like, I'm so sorry. He's being more vocal. Can we please just try to stay within the fences and move on with this game? And he was like, no, I am not going to take, and like, just like kind of got very rude with me about it. And I told him, me and the team captains had talked the play before. And we were like, look, you're coming. I was like, I'm coming out the next at bat. Like it's game three. Like, I don't care what happens just because we were letting one of the girls hit for me since, you know, I had gotten all the chances in the day and, you know, why not just give her a chance to go at bat. And so I was like, sir, I was like, if you want to throw me out, that's fine. I'll take responsibility for him. Just ignore him from here on out. And he was like, well, if he says one more thing, you're gone. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Totally cool. Do it. And I just walked away. So it was just kind of that instance. And then this weekend we had him again and we had a lot of issues with him at the plate. There's a couple of obstruction calls that could have been like when a girl's literally her body is in front of the plate and there's no way for her to get to the bag. You know, they think that you would call that, but instead of handling it like just saying, hey, that's not what I saw. Just going above them being like, y'all need to really respect what I say. I'm trying to like do my job and I'm trying to, and just like the, you know what I'm saying? Like going mm-hmm. way past that professionalism standard. But then also he again heckled the same parents, you know, got up to the fence, exchanged comments multiple times. And it's just like, dude, when you're getting employed to be here, you're getting $80 per game. I would just expect that you just ignore the parents. I know they can be a lot, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to have thick skin to be mm-hmm. in the real world. Mm-hmm. I think that it definitely puts a pressure on us to know what we're talking about, mm-hmm. which luckily a lot of us do. We've played the sport, but it definitely makes, it takes tougher skin. You know, you have to stand your ground and be like, no, look, I know this rule. I've been playing for a long time. This is why I think that you should look at this call, or this is why, you know? And so I think the two team captains that we've got this year, one of them, Lauren, I think she could argue with a brick wall when she gets to being competitive. Like, she knows the sport, she knows the rules. And I think it just puts the pressure on you to, like, you know your stuff. And of course you're going to have those difficult battles that you might not win as you would might with a male coach, you know, mm-hmm. but I think it also just, it makes you a little at a disadvantage, but for us, we take it as, you know what, we're going to do better. You know, like you're going to doubt us. Like you're going to be harder on us. That's fine. We'll do 10 times harder work just to compensate for it, just because that's the team we are. But I definitely think it's a larger issue that does need to be solved. After last year, I just kind of didn't say anything. Like, I was just like, you know what? Let's just move on. We won. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I will say anything about it specifically unless we get him again. Mm-hmm. Just because I guess I just feel bad because I'm, like, appreciative they're coming. Mm-hmm. Since it, you know, it is hard to find people like in this day and age just to work in general. Right. And so it's that borderline of conflict within myself of like, do I say something and get a half response, or do I wait and play my cards right and just not have him ever at our games again by saying something if he were to sign up for our games again? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm definitely sure Steve would say something. Steve is wonderful, really great. It's just trying to, I guess, decide within myself when to say something and how to say it. But for us, we've got good team captains that will argue until the day's end respectfully and keep that level of professionalism. But it definitely is something that you do get a little disadvantaged on.
So when the team had the chance to play at Nationals last year, and after the run-ins that they've had with umpires during the season, you know, they kind of got together and agreed to look into options for some kind of representation at Nationals. And the captains at that time agreed to bring in Madeline Jackson, who's a sophomore infielder on the team. They decided to bring in her father, who has experience coaching, travel, and even high-level softball teams. And according to Natalie, that was a huge help for the girls.
Last year at the World Series, we had one of our players' dads come and help. And it was just him being able to be there and be full, you know, like full attention. He didn't really make any lineup decisions at all. His main thing was just to see if we could try to get some of the calls our way mm-hmm. that didn't go our way before. I mean, and we had a good experience with him. We have thought about potentially bringing him on back later in the season, but right now we're just going to keep trucking with what we got.
But to cap things all off, Natalie is just seeking a resolution for the issues, and she shares what she personally feels like the National Club Softball Association should do moving forward.
I think the NCSA should just have a sit down with the umpire company and have a conversation and say, look, we think that you need to have this training, and we think that this should be something that you institute with all of your umpires, almost like a extra training course on how, like, these games, like, you should start to respect these girls. Like, we're all in college. Like, explain something nice and it'll go 10 times farther.
This is your host, Meadow Barrow, and I will catch you on next week's episode of Behind the Softball. Thank you guys for listening.